bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. The former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants were in talks with insurance giant Chubb for an appeal bond that is more than $450 million, but the company recently backed out. According to a Trump lawyer, Trump received a bond in a separate case. Along with 30 other companies, Chubb is now one of the companies to reject a bond that would put the business fraud judgment on hold. The attorneys in Monday's filing asked the appeals court to put the brakes on the judgment before it could be collected. New York Attorney General Letitia James said that she will seize Trump's assets if the judgment cannot be paid. A ruling has not been decided per Trump's request to pause the judgment with him fully securing the bond. A lawyer for the Trump Organization said that Chubb was the only company that was willing to consider underwriting an appeal bond by a blend of liquid assets and a real property, according to a filing. Other companies wanted cash or other liquid assets. Chubb was said to have been actively negotiating with Trump along with his co-defendants before reversing their course. The Prime Minister of Ireland has announced that he will be resigning from his position outside government buildings in Dublin on Wednesday. Leo Varadkar cited that his surprise resignation comes mainly from political reasons but also personal reasons. Varadkar announced on Wednesday that he believes that he is no longer the best man for the job and that the decision was taken with the best interests of the country. However, he announced that he would stay the Prime Minister until the successor can be appointed or elected after Parliament returns next month from recess. In 2017, he became the Prime Minister after being elected leader of the Fine Gael Party. Varadkar is the youngest Premier and Ireland's first gay leader. A leadership contest within his party will be held to replace Varadkar in advance of the party conference at the beginning of April. Another general election should be held before May of next year. Varadkar showed his faith for a candidate to be elected in his announcement speech.
My reasons for stepping down are both personal and political. I believe this government can be re-elected, and I believe my party, Fine Gael, can gain seats in the next Dáil. Most of all, I believe the re-election of this three-party government would be the right thing for the future of our country, continuing to take us forward, protecting all that's been achieved and building on it.
Audio provided by The Guardian. A judge determined that the man who choked a homeless man to death on a subway car will stand trial beginning in October on Wednesday, but is currently free on bail. The trial will take around 5 weeks, according to Judge Max Wiley. The former Marine, Daniel Penny, put Jordan Neely into a fatal chokehold that lasted approximately 6 minutes, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Penny pleaded not guilty to the two charges against him of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Attorneys have claimed that Neely was insanely threatening on the train. Attorneys have also claimed that Penny was defending himself when he put Neely into the chokehold. Witnesses have reported that Neely was yelling and harassing passengers aboard the train. Police sources have also told ABC News that Penny was not specifically being threatened by Neely when he interfered with him. Here is more information on what Neely's attorneys are claiming in court.
The attorney for the Neely family wanted to remind the public that he was unarmed at the time, and that he was hungry and probably asking subway passengers for food. And in his desperation, the attorney says, he became emotional. And that's maybe why people saw him as a threat. But the attorney insisted he wasn't and did not deserve to die.
Audio provided by ABC News. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. The number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.